For me to sum it up is I really believe there are people like you and me, and that there are more of us out there than we really realize, and that what we recognize is there's this notion of compassion. And you look at all the archetypes, you know, king, warrior, magician, lover, and those are great.
Yeah.
But there's something up here, and I believe that there's a new compassionate male rising in as a new archetype.
And so I like this idea of a network, because I would like to connect them all, but obviously we can't meet as a group or anything, but just like
right.
This awesome network of amazing individuals and others who are on their path, you know, on their
right.
journey.
Right.
Into all of that.
Well, yeah. And, you know, that was one of the things that I ran into was there's so many men out there who are not joiners.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
yeah.
trust other men.
Yeah.
And yeah. this whole connotation of being part of a group is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're mm-hmm. going to accept me. And so I just said, look, let's get rid of that.
Yeah.
And let's set up a network and no commitments.
You know,
let's just throw away all the stuff that you typically have in groups
I love it.
And in meetings. Just throw all that out, because there's a strata, there's a level of men out there that they don't trust other men. It's awkward. And they've got to have a safe space so
mm-hmm.
they can come together and practice connecting into the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Practice
mm-hmm.
going from here to here, and then practice putting words to that.
Mm-hmm.
I could feel it, but I don't have the vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I express that out there in the world? And so this is kind of a dress rehearsal, if you will.
Yeah.
Where there's no judgment. You know, mm-hmm. I may say something and we're all there holding space for one another, knowing that we're trying this out. And it's not structured.
Yeah.
We've got some guidelines, and I don't know if you have the book, but you know, it's like what we're saying, you know, it's like we have gatherings and not meetings, topics of conversation and not topics of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Take
mm-hmm.
all those things out. Nobody's trying to fix each other. We're not mm-hmm. going to be accountable. You know, all these things that try and force us in a direction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, some guys are very uncomfortable with that, and they go into other different kind of organized men's groups, and that serves them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole population out there that are stuck. You know, they've gone through their dark night of the soul, and they're looking for perhaps something spiritual, but they're not going to go to church because they got burned on religion.
Yep.
And they can speak, you know, pretty deeply with their wife or their partner. But there's some things that another man, that we've got to learn from one another. And so to be able to create a safe space, because we don't trust each other, we don't do that. So we're right in the middle of, we're stuck and we're festering. And when you're talking about connecting into that, the feminine side or the divine feminine, or, you know, how you want to turn the softer spot, open up and integrate that so that I can show up as a complete male.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right now, I got that shut down. I don't know what to do with it, and it's festering.
Mm-hmm.
And guys
mm-hmm.
are dying because of that, you know,
yeah.
metaphorically or literally.
Yep.
And that's what you've done. You know, you say, well, what is this? And you've examined it. And you say,
yeah.
And then when you show up and you're speaking a certain way with these guys, like you're saying, they go, wow, that's something. So you're on the right track, man. Yeah. For me to sum it up is I really believe there are people like you and me, and that there are more of us out there than we really realize, and that what we recognize is there's this notion of compassion. And you look at all the archetypes, you know, king, warrior, magician, lover, and those are great.
Yeah.
But there's something up here, and I believe that there's a new compassionate male rising in as a new archetype.
Mm.
And we point to it. If you name it, then people will, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, I've not met a man yet. If I say, are you compassionate? 100% say yes. I said, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
But this sense of what's right, you know, this burn that's inside, I can't put a name to it and something, and all this turmoil in the world. Well, what is that? That's the essence of love. That's the essence of the golden rule. That's the essence of compassion. We just can't name it because we've had it bottled up. But like what you've done, if you opened it up and you've integrated, and you say, yeah, now I can be. I told the guys in Kenya, 20 young fellas, 20 from 18 to 35, and they're highly patriarchal culture and strong Christian culture. And they go through their rites of passage, you know, public circumcision, and then all kinds of, you know, really trained to be warriors, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, you guys are going out on the battlefield, you know, with one hand tied behind your back. You may have your gun or your sword or your spear, but you're doing this because you've got this inside here that you haven't integrated. And yeah, there's a time for the sword.
Yeah.
There's also a time for compassion.
Yeah.
When you show up that way, now you're complete. And that resonated with them.
Exactly.
And, and that's a, you know, different ways of expressing it, but that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's what's so nice about all this is that there's a tremendous, I feel like I'm sitting at the epicenter of
people.
And that's the path I'm on. I left the business world in the fall of 2018, right after my book came out. And I said in my book, I'm dedicating the next 20 years to this path.
Nice.
And I took a leap of faith and I retired early. Kind of semi-retired. I was working for a reason. But, you know, as soon as I did that, everything lined up. And that year, 2019, I couldn't have planned it. The things that unfolded and opened up in so many different ways. You know, people talk about that, being on purpose, being aligned, you know, with what your true direction is.